Hello and welcome to another MyTunes podcast right here at manxradio.com.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
Another week of MyTunes, and this week we are dipping into a dynasty. Because if you know the Rowe family on the Isle of Man, you'll know there's more talent in that family than the family Von Trapp in The Sound of Music by a mile. And I'm going to start with a guitarist, one of the many talented parts of the Rowe family, Callum Rowe, my guest this week on MyTunes.
Hi, Mark. It's great to be here. Thanks for the call-up.
Well, it's really good to have you, to catch up with you at last. As I say, the whole family, you're so well-known across the Isle of Man. Just talk me through who plays what.
So I'm a guitarist and singer. Really into all my funk and soul, jazz, all of that stuff. My dad is a bass player, master of the low end. My mum is a keys player, and she throws in a load of backing vocals as well. And then Fraser, my younger brother, he started on the bass, but then he's moved on to keyboards. So,
because I saw him playing with you TT-wise, I think. Wasn't he on the keys?
Yeah, he was on keys last TT, yeah.
Mother Funkers, what a sound. I mean, honestly, you guys let it rip. I mean, that's a great band.
It's so fun to be a part of. I mean, when we started the band, it was just me and Jack Divers. We'd meet up every now and then to kind of just sing together and just kind of arrange some tunes. And then we decided one day, we were at, I think it was, you know, the festival Flo the Coffee Van put on?
Yeah.
It was the first year of that, I'm pretty sure, that we decided, oh, well, my dad Steve's there, Danny Neal's there, so get them up with us on drums and bass and get Fraser up on keys, and then the band was born.
Fantastic. I want to take you back to Castle Rushen High School. It's such a heritage of music in that place. And that's really where you got going, wasn't it?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, Gareth Deacon, my music teacher there at the time, I wouldn't be who I am today, and I wouldn't have had the opportunities I've had without him at all, so...
And I think one of the things that happens in a school environment is you get to play different genres. So you were playing for the shows, you were playing in different bands, but, you know, and reading.
Yeah, it was the big band, the Castle Rushen Big Band. We ended up going to New York with that big band as well for a week, which was incredible.
I remember that. Did you play in Trump Tower or something?
Yeah, I mean, not many of us wanted to be in that building. But,
but you did actually end up playing in there.
Yeah, they had these security dogs. They had them jumping all over the saxophones, and one of them put a dent in one of them.
Good grief. What an experience. How old were you when you went over to America?
Oh, I was 17 at the time. Yeah. I was very close to being 18. But still, I wasn't quite 21.
We have got loads to talk about. Bands you've been in, working over Cross, and then the Arts Council now, and loads more. But let's take our first track of the week. Where are we going to start?
So we're starting with Steely Dan, Kid Charlemagne. Starting off loud, Larry Carlton's guitar solo. I mean, it says enough, really.
Champion in their eyes. mess up else we'll all end up in jail. Those test tubes and the scale, just get it all out of here. Is there gas in the car? Yes, there's gas in the car.
Callum Rowe is my MyTunes guest, one of the many Rowes, the talented Rowes of the Isle of Man, covering an awful lot of instruments. But Callum, vocals and guitar, love your work. We've been loving you playing here. I remember you playing with Lava.
Yeah.
With our Christy D.
Yeah, Christy and the Lava guys. I mean, that was through my mum and dad, really.
Yeah.
Their guitarist left and I got the call up for that as well. So that was really the first band where, I mean, an ethos I have as a musician is you always want to be playing with people better than you, because that's how you learn the most. And when I joined Lava, I was still into all my rock stuff from back when I was playing with Tender Rage, when I was like younger. So going in there with a kind of open mind, being told by Danny and Andy, use your clean tone, stop using the overdrive, stuff like that. It's just little tips you pick up, and all the different genres that I was suddenly thrown, it was kind of sink or swim kind of environment.
Definitely worked, though. Definitely worked. So, at some stage, you got a... Well, tell us what you got. You got to move off the island rather grandly.
Oh, indeed, yeah. So I got a place at the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester, a very prestigious classical school, but also the popular music courses right up there with the best in the UK. So I went there to study as a principal study guitarist. It was a four-year course. Of course, lockdown and all that happened in the middle, but I ended up leaving with a 2-1. Very happy. Got a first in the actual guitar playing side of things. And I mean, throughout that time, it was just incredible to see all of the UK's kind of finest in one concentrated space together. So the jam sessions were mental.
I bet. It's a bit of a leveler, isn't it? When you go from a small place into a big, big pond like that, you get to meet so many people. But you held your own, sir.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, just about.
I know you did.
It was... When I first got there, I'd come from the kind of rock blues background and I was starting to play more genres like funk and soul, stuff like that. But when I got there, that was the real kind of test, because I saw all the older year students, all the third and fourth year students at the time, playing a lot of jazz. And through my guitar lessons with the RNCM, through my tutors, jazz was the thing that they wanted to show everyone. It's one of those, like, once you learn jazz stuff, you can kind of play anything. And that just started increasing my knowledge tenfold.
It does stretch guitarists. Well, it stretches anybody, jazz, because there's so many more different chords, different shapes, different, you know, where it's going off to. It's not as predictable.
No.
You can't sort of doze off in the pit thinking, oh, I know this inside out, because you don't.
Exactly. you can be thrown a curveball at any given second.
Yeah. Amazing. How big an impact was COVID and lockdown on all of that? Because presumably you had to come back, did you?
Yeah, I came back March 2020, just as I was starting to get a lot more gig offers in Manchester. I'd gone through my first year, started absorbing a lot, practiced loads. Second year, I was just on the cusp of getting a load of gigs, and then March hit. So I came back here, and I was quite lucky in a way, because the weather here in 2020 was beautiful. So I was going out for loads of big walks, listening to a lot of music. And it just gave me the real focus time to just stay in my room for hours on end playing guitar. So.
And the course continued?
Yeah, the course continued online over Zoom lessons.
So when did you get back over?
I went back over for my fourth year. So I was here for a good year and a half, I think. Because I decided in my third year as well, I'd stay here because the UK was still quite shut down. It was still locked down. And I was gigging all the time here. There was a huge boost in kind of the nighttime economy, gigs. Everyone was thinking, oh, we've taken these for granted, so we're going to get out and watch every single gig, yeah. Which was ace.
This second piece of music, talk me through it.
So Oscar Jerome is, in my opinion, one of the best guitarists in the kind of UK jazz scene right now. He takes a lot of influence from African music. I think he went out there to study as well. This song, though, Joy Is You, it's all about him becoming an uncle, and it really resonates with me because a couple of years ago now, I became an uncle as well. So I could have picked some of the flashy guitar-led kind of songs he has released. I highly recommend checking them out, but for now, this is the tune that resonates with me most.
To smile, to belong, nothing else, just for a little while. So true, your innocence makes so much more sense than they do. It's so true. And as my thoughts go back to see Cheryl, so though there's a baby in the bluebells, the joy is you. And as the past slips through the window and rejoices in the blood flow, the joy. Your smile.
when you go away and leave the Isle of Man and study something in a prestigious location and you come back, there are decisions to be made. And Callum Rowe, my guest on My Tunes All This Week, you had those big decisions to make. Were you going to head back to Manchester to a scene that you loved, or were you going to do something here? And something happened.
So I'll walk you through the past year or so.
Yeah.
After I finished my course and came back to the Isle of Man. So my fourth year, when I finally got back to Manchester anyway, everyone else around me, all my peers and all my friends, they'd already kind of formed bands. So I kind of got back and saw that everyone was already kind of doing their own thing. So I decided to focus a bit on my songwriting in my room, just keep practicing, keep plugging away, go out and jam, go to a load of gigs, see a lot of good gigs in Manchester, London, a load of my biggest influences, which I've all absorbed. But then towards the end of my fourth year, I didn't have the funds to then go straight into life in Manchester in the city, because, I mean, rent prices are through the roof. So I came back here, started working, gigging on the side, and then in September last year, I saw that the Isle of Man Arts Council were hiring a new arts graduate intern. I think it was my mum, actually, that sent me the link, because she knew that I wanted to be back in Manchester, but I thought that it would be great experience to pick up for whatever I choose to do afterwards.
And you did, and you got it.
Yep, I got it, which I'm very happy about.
And how long is that post for?
It's 2 years, so I think I'll be with them till the end of October 2025.
Brilliant. And what does it involve?
So it involves a lot. No day is the same, really. We're based mainly in the office, but then there's a lot of chances to go out into the public to chat with a lot of creative people over here that want to put in applications to, I mean, further enrich the Isle of Man's very diverse, like, musical, arts, theatre, anything really in the arts. So we get a chance to go out and meet them and chat to them and find out what's actually happening. Because a lot of the time on the Isle of Man, you only really see advertised the things in the kind of bigger venues, for example. You don't really see the grassroots kind of people just putting on workshops, that kind of thing. So it's really, really interesting to see how much people are doing over here. And then I'm also running the Arts Council's podcast, Island Artcast, as well, which I didn't think I'd ever do, really, but turns out I've got a good voice for radio.
There's no question about that, is there? The boys and girls, we're loving this. Let's have... Oh, I'm loving this artist. Your third piece of music.
Donny Hathaway.
Yeah.
I mean, he holds a very, very special place in my heart. I think Donny Hathaway is the most undersung, underappreciated, but best soul singer that there's ever been on this planet. And I will fight anyone. Yeah. This tune is from his debut album. It's called I Believe to My Soul. And you've got to keep in mind, although Donny Hathaway is a singer, he's also a pianist, so he plays all the keys parts on this, and he arranged the whole album for every single instrument.
I believe, oh yeah.
It's our last day on My Tunes with my fabulous guest, Callum Rowe, one of many Rowes who will be on this programme because we're going to get the whole tribe through these doors. Callum, you've started them off. Believe me, we're going to get them all in.
Burst the dam.
Exactly right. So we talked about the Arts Council. Fantastic. We reckon you're going to be there till autumn 2025. What next?
What next? That's a great question. I think in this time I've started writing a lot more music, and it's all kind of jazzier stuff, and it can be difficult to kind of find the musicians over here that can kind of just do that on the fly, if it's not just my family, of course. So I think the best course of action after I've finished with the Arts Council will be to get back to the UK, see where the Fraser's gone, because he's going to be wherever the most gigs are, and then just tag along and start grafting away at my original music. Potential for like record label or even Arts Council England jobs in the future as well. But I think that's probably the best move in terms of starting a music career.
Not only are you a fabulous guitarist and singer, but you're incredibly versatile. So does the sort of show side of things have any appeal? I'm looking at West End and work like that.
It could do, definitely. I mean, with some shows, I find that they throw in random bars of 7 and like 5 key changes just for the sake of it. So that can be a bit hard to kind of stay on top of. But if it was a show that I liked, say like if it was Jesus Christ Superstar, something like that, I'd love to go and just shred, do some rock guitar for that.
Amazing. And when it comes down to genres, you talked about how people were saying when you went into Lava, no, we're a bit more clean, not quite so pushed on the rocky side. Where are you at heart?
That is a great question. Throughout my time at uni, obviously we've heard Oscar Jerome the other day. He was a huge influence for that kind of almost chords in melody. Is that jazz mixed with the African kind of world music thing. I'm really into Krungbin as well. They're incredible for all the kind of Thai music influence, loads of reverb, delay. So it's somewhere in the kind of world music side of things, but with funk and soul, some neo soul, some jazz mixed in. It's a weird amalgamation, and it's something that I've still not quite got down as my own sound, but that's where I want to be.
It's in there somewhere. Brewing nicely. Talk me through your final choice then. Who have we got?
So anyone out there that knows me knows that I've got a Prince love symbol tattoo on my arm. So for the sake of everyone else, I couldn't come onto My Tunes and not choose a Prince tune. But not going to lie, I spent 3 hours searching through my Spotify trying to find the right Prince song, and I couldn't quite connect with a single tune. That was the part of the 4 tunes that I couldn't whittle down at all. But this version of a Prince tune, it's D'Angelo, She's Always in My Hair. It has a very special place to me because my final year of uni, my final recital, the last song I ever played in those walls was this version of this Prince song.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great memory, great track. Callum, it's been an absolute joy. Every success with the Arts Council and beyond. And loads of love to the family. And yes, that you have burst the dam. They're all coming through these doors in the next few months.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you, Mark. It's great to catch up.
Thank you.
heart rate. Whatever my hope and dream, I aim in the wrong direction. She's over there. Tell me I'm a dead. Always in my head. She's always in my head. My head. Now I feel like nothing real. Even if I hit the wrong note, she's always in my boat. She's always, yeah, gonna be her what she can. Always in my head. She's always in my head. Maybe I will not know. Maybe if I-
guest. What a week. Thank you, Callum Rowe, for joining me on MyTunes. I'm Mark Tiley, and you join me whenever you can for the morning show. I think you might like some of it. Monday to Friday, Manx Radio, 9:30 to 12.